Om Shanti. Welcome everyone to another wonderful session that we have here. So this session has a health, care and well-being focus to it. And we have some amazing yogis here to share their wisdom and Baba's wisdom. And then as we move along, there'll be the opportunity for questions from you as well. And so you can start thinking, what do I want to know more about? Or is there a burning question? So firstly, introducing Sister Rajni, who's the National Coordinator for the Philippines and Japan, and has been with Baba for over 50 years and actually met Brahma Baba, which is quite amazing, and is also on the one of the RCs as well, Regional Coordinator.
Mama and Baba.
Mama and Baba. How special. And we have Sister Gita, who is from Los Angeles. And she's been with Baba since 1977 and has a wealth of wisdom. Many of you might have had the chance to have a chat with Sister Gita already. And she is part of the health and well-being team here in Gyan Sarovar with Sister Dati as well. So she'll be bringing a wealth of knowledge through. And the topic for this session is keeping the flame burning and bringing light. Keeping the flame burning and bringing light. So there'll be a conversation for a little while and then we'll have some questions and answers. Thank you.
Om Shanti. The word Om Shanti is like keeping the light burning, isn't it? We Baba's children are very fortunate that we have the introductions about our own being, who we are, and also with Baba. So by keeping connections, all relationship with Baba, then our internal stage become powerful, steady, and strong. So keeping this light burning, and then what we experience after that, lightness. And this light experiencing within the self, who am I? And what I experience about since I came to Baba, and knowing Baba, understanding Baba, keeping that relationship with Baba. So what I feel day to day, that the souls become powerful. Because of keeping that determinations, and that determinations bring the light within the self, and keeping even the mind, body, very wealthy. I personally experience and seeing through my physical eyes that the Gulzar, just by seeing, I'm sure those who met or those who might be have seen in a YouTube or also Vyak Bab Dada, seeing her, naturally you experience that lightness. And what was that, that she's constantly keeping her flame burning? That what Baba has set up the timetable, what Baba has set up the Srimad, she was accurately following. They was not wearing any watch or clock, anything. But keeping their mind so disciplined, that naturally they was like connecting with Baba. One time I experienced about that one doctor came, and he was very kind of like feeling sad about. And Dadi was meditating that time, and she just looked from her drishti, and by not even saying the words, but how she really felt through vibrations that this one is little bit like a kind of a disturb. So she just from her drishti, she signaled one picture which was on her left side. She just looked at that picture, and then doctor also looked at that picture, and on that picture it was written, "Why you are worrying, I am there for you." You know, there was one Avyak Bab Dada's picture and it's written. So Dadi just signaled, and from that he got his message. So that moment I just noticed that how that soul becomes so light. Because of the Dadi's, this flame is constant burning, means keeping that connections and relations with Baba, and so much accumulate the power. And with that power, how she also transformed the souls, whatever the soul was in experiencing this sorrow. And then second time I noticed same doctor, he came one night and he had to make someone decision. And in that, he was very kind of like experiencing little sorrow because it was big decision. And as soon as he entered, Dadi just looked at him from her drishti, and then she felt, and she, there was another one picture on the right side, and on written on that, "No matter what, your happiness should not go away." And so Dadi looked at that picture, and he also looked, and same times, he just became like experiencing so kind of lightness that all his weight of this heaviness disappear. Seeing that how the flame was constant burning, means keeping that connections with Baba and having that determined heart about with Baba to experience and same times to help others. Being our daily practice, if I focus on my inner being, what I receive from Baba, or what today I also keep connections or resolutions with Baba. And when you keep that determined thought about, many different types of challenges comes in front of you. But because of that determination, you will not let go of that light. You will never let go of that lightness. And because you are experienced, then you can also help others in many different ways. And that's why first thing always Baba says, consider yourself as a soul and remember me alone. Again and again, many, many times Baba is reminding, because since last 64 birth, how much our mind diverted into so many areas and unnecessary we collected informations, so that effect on our body also. Because eyes looked, instantly sent the message to the mind, and what mind has, in which angle mind has thought, then expressed through the words and its effect your body also. So if I can really, what Baba is suggesting, what Baba is really shows my own virtues, my own divinity, on my specialities. If I more focus on that, then naturally my original nature or my aim and object, what I have kept, that I can really experience very easily. Challenges will come all different ways. But if I accept that it will come, but I will not shake myself, I will not let go of my Baba's loveful remembrance, then Baba will constant really comes and helps us. And that's way how, you know, the light, the constant, like feel like you are lighted, you have that lightness within the self, and then you become embodiment of that, that how you can, you sometimes, like I noticed that Dadi last 3 years not using any words, but just her stage, her that lightness, visible so much, and you feel so much light in that company. So, by seeing that example, it's really encouraging within ourselves that I can also do it. And when you do, so many souls will also got the benefits of that. And daily, every day, Baba's new points in the Murli also help us to keep this flame burning. And when you churn this knowledge and how it's really helped you, your insight, and it also helping your health also. Many things Baba also had said that, child, if it's not belongs to you, what is it not belongs to us? How we can really hand over to Baba or surrender to Baba with our powerful thought? And then you detach and you can see how much Baba is really helping you and experiencing that lightness. So let you can also keep that determined thought. And what the points you receive, use in your practical life. Because we play our part more into the other side. And every time we have to really ignite our light. So let now this light can constant remain that light and constant burning. And that's why in a different ways, different forms, how I can really keeping my connections with Baba and allowing Baba to really work through me. And many times you just feel, I'm just an instrument. And how Baba comes and helps you and keeping and also experiencing that lightness. And more you feel light within, more your mind and your body both become very healthy. Right now what I'm noticing, majority just feel it's very cold, very cold, very cold. Yeah. And even though you have a proper dress, everything, you bundle up everything, and still you inside little bit chanting, very cold, and really you feel very cold. But instead, it's a law of the nature that they are playing their part. But if I can keep my mind very warm, keep my, you know, my thoughts are very warm, I'm sure your body also will also accept that, and you also feeling like warmness. So experiment, you know, practically just transform your thought and let the light can enter and really makes you more powerful, steady and constant. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So what I experimented, what Gita Ben is saying we should experiment, perhaps I can share with you my experiments. So this is also the one experiment, you know, Baba says that in this end of Kali Yuga we have to face natural calamities, illnesses, disease, relationship problems, oppositions from others, many things. Eight actually kind of paper we all have to face. Cold is one of these. And the other one is, you know, evil souls, you know. So many people leave body during corona and other times. Souls are also in the atmosphere. So financial problems. So in my life I faced four. Maybe four more to go. So four, what I faced is where I felt my flame, how it kept burning. Okay, so the first one is the earthquake. So in Japan, I had this experience of earthquake. And during this earthquake, I was alone in the center. And then just very big earthquake at that time, 7+ something. First time I also saw in my life. And then I just, at that time, the building is like, you know, like a swing. And I am just looking at my mind, and what is that is helping me to keep very stable was Baba, definitely, Gyan. I said, okay, I am imperishable soul, and whatever will happen. I also surrender to Baba. And also the third is where I should stand so that nothing, you know, touch my brain, so safety-wise. So I was doing clarity and then communicating with Baba. So every day, you know, when we communicate with Baba, that is the flame burning inside. Very important, this one, because I am alone there and with whom I will talk, only Baba. And then it happened, this earthquake, winter time, cold time, snow time. So I said, Baba, maybe I should go out and see everything. So I went around to see, you know, fire burning, gas smell, people are, you know, crying. It is such a time, winter time. I came back. I said, Baba, you told us in the Murli already, and you prepared us so well. And even though physically I am alone, but Baba is my constant companion, almighty authority, guide. At that time, at the back of the mind, you can see the flame of that security, safety, that feeling is there. And no nervousness. So then I was sitting in Baba's room. I came back, see the center. Then I said, Baba, what do you want me to do? Shall I leave after one day this country? I have a ticket. Shall I stay here? Baba, other students can take care. You tell me whatever you want. But you arrange also everything for me. So one brother came and he knocked the door. And he said, Sister, my car is not starting. There is an inspiration coming from somewhere to pick you up and take you also with us. We all are going together out of this place. I said, oh, Acha, Baba already told him. Because I am communicating, you understand the flame? Flame is really communication of any level with Baba, from heart or your mind, any situation happening is Baba's connection is so clear, and your mind is clear. You catch Baba's thoughts and guidance. So I went with that brother. So there were 70 people. We all went, and there 70 people, we arrived in one place. So they all said, oh, you look so calm. You are not disturbed. You are not in fear. Why? So I said, I learned meditation. So many years I am learning this. My flame is on. So they said, what about us? You teach us. I said, I have been telling you to learn this. But you did not learn. Whatever you have heard in bhakti, you can do now. They said, no. Whatever we did bhakti, rituals, nothing is coming in our mind now. But you tell us how you stayed unstable. So I said, okay, I teach you meditation. So middle of the night, I taught them Baba's remembrance, how to serve nature, and how to communicate with God. Because at that time, life is most important, nothing else. You can't carry anything. What you can carry is a little bag. And put valuable thing and leave. In that time, I saw my realization that so many things we collect in our life, nothing is necessary in life. Second, my realization is even you sit 2 minutes, 5 minutes in yoga, 10 minutes in yoga, and you are remembering Baba accurately, with determination, with beautiful stillness, that becomes your power. And that power helps you at that time. So your mind does not wander, and Baba helps you, gives you guidance. That was my experience. And then it became a service, you know, going with them. I taught them lessons. So flame is that very deep connection with Baba. It's a security feeling, safe feeling. For years and years we are doing meditation, nothing is going to waste. So that's why the flame is about. That clear faith in Baba, trust in Baba, and receiving love from Baba, feeling loved by Baba, so that Baba takes care, really takes care. Nothing, no food, no water, no one around. Who taking care of you is Baba. So that is the flame connection. It's amazing. Sometimes I wonder, you cannot see Baba through these eyes, but how he's helping you? It's his waves of love reaching you, waves of safety reaching you, waves of power reaching you. It's amazing. And this is my experience. And the other experience is, I went to the doctor and he said, you have 2 months to live because liver is damaged. Oh, acha. I said, you see how Baba is helping us that time also. And then I said, okay, then what shall I do? So stay here in hospital, we have to start treatment. Okay, but you give me 10 minutes, I have to check with my senior teacher, Dadi. Okay, he said. And then what was the flame was that 1 month I went through this treatment and I came back to India, did treatment in every day. But it is true, you know, when you are sick, little bit Baba helps you extra. You know, somehow you get these thoughts to do lot of more yoga also, you know, very awake stage also, and lot of experience. That is Baba's help also, I felt. And Amrit Vela, powerful positivity, you know, in attitude and discipline in life. What Baba is teaching us, this practical life which is helping us to remain really like a no danger, you know, you are out of the danger. So the doctor said 2 months, and here I was practicing every day meditation and positive mind and discipline of food, and also doing lot of yoga, silence. So after 1 month, the doctor checked the blood, you know, test. And I said, I went to Baba's room. I said, Baba, you can give the experience to me now that the blood is clean. Okay, Baba? So no danger thought coming. Huh? Who is helping you this? Baba. So then it looked like an energy came and went away, and I felt very clean. Wow, I said, Baba, thank you. And doctor called. He said, consolations, everything is okay. You understand how it is? It's Baba's help to the soul. But how he's doing this work? It's not a physically you see Baba, no? Through your thoughts, you are reaching Baba, and Baba understands you. Baba knows you. Baba knows my child, Brahmin child. Baba is bound to help Brahmin soul. All of you have this experience? Yeah? Total faith in Baba means you have no doubt. That's why determination comes in. You know? So Baba is bound to help Brahmin soul. So even in the sickness or even the five, these elements disturbs you, you are very safe. Because Baba is the one who is guiding you. This is my experience also. As I told you, Baba is the one who is giving you very much safety in your heart feeling level, in your mind thoughts level. Then the third experience also I had. The third experience was, you know, it was very interesting. In my life, a very big, big test came. But I'm still sitting here, right? The third one was accident here. So, accident, so it broke, the you know, this elbow. So I told Daddy Janki, it's okay, Daddy, I don't feel suffering. But I want to understand why it happens to Brahmins, no? These accidents or something. Daddy gave very beautiful answer. She said, look, Brahmins are innocent. They are very naive. I said, how, Daddy? They don't experience bodiless stage. You know bodiless stage? Less talk, more yoga, more experience, detachment from the body. I said, Daddy, then? She says, these things will happen in life to make you, push you to experiment with bodiless stage, so that your accounts also settle. So what is bodiless stage? Ashariri stage. So Dadi gave me challenge. She says 42 days here, you know, Gyan Sarovar Baba's dome. You sit here 42 days and you do yoga, bodiless stage. I did 42 days, but no talking to anyone, no eating in the evening, total silence. And I'm alone in this place where I was staying. It was so beautiful, best days of my life. No one to talk. So nice, sit in Baba's room 2.5 hours every day. I tell you, you should try these things. Sit in Baba's room, same consciousness. Baba, you give me experience of bodiless stage. Don't say anything, other things to Baba, okay? Just one and stay. Be aware. Now what will happen to you? Many memories will come in the form of thoughts, psychological pain, emotional pain. Anything happen in your life, it will start to come. But don't get involved through the mind and don't entertain. Continue, let it go. This is what it is, means bodiless stage. Settle even very deep memories which the soul is carrying of, I don't know, which birth or this birth, whatever it is, the pain, you know, so it has to be clarified. So let it go, let it go, and you stay attentive. I am in front of Baba to experience a stage which is free from all these pains. Then it took me 42 days, first 2-3 weeks, and I said, Baba, not yet coming, bodiless stage. I'm still having thoughts of this emotional or whatever pain I went through in my life. So Baba said, continue, continue, continue the flame of yoga. And then after 42 days, I experienced. And then Dadi Janki saw me. She said, oh, I have attachment with you now. I said, why? Oh, your face is shining now. I said, yes, yes. You share this experience with everyone. So Dadi sent me to many countries to share this experience. Because we are very naive, we are not doing, she says, this deep, this bodiless stage, avastha, you know, practice of this stage. So I also suggest you, all of you, whatever days left now, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, one day even, you go to Baba's room and sit there, just say, Baba, I am here to experience this stage. Then hold your attention and consciousness. Let Baba do the work. And you just be absorbed, just Baba's vibration. So these deep things of the flame of love, security, safety, protection, communication, all is flame burning for years and years. Of course, we continue to do our routine. That is, continue routine from morning till evening as a BK lifestyle. But extra is your own personal effort. Out of the way, even you know, and just renounce the sleep, you can still continue to do the different stages experiments. Double light, karmatit, and bodiless stage. So just few thoughts I thought to share with you, experiment. Now we are open to question answer. Are you enjoying? Yeah, not boring? No? Everyone is happy? Okay. Now you ask us question. Brother, you have the question.
While you're coming over here to ask your question, could you elaborate a little bit more about how Baba keeps us safe? Especially when we might be travelling overseas in a strange new place. How does Baba actually keep us safe energetically?
Shall I share one only story, brother? Many stories. I just share a few seconds, then Gita Ben.
Perfect.
Because we sisters, Dadi send us in the ocean. Okay, ocean means, when we have no center, no connections, and no money.
Language.
No language, me like Japan. Dadi, send us. Go. Okay, we go. We don't even think where we are going. Dadi, send. We go. Of course, Baba will help, definitely. That is the beautiful thing. The doubt doesn't come in our mind that no money, no connection. Dadi, I don't know anyone. No question. Just we go. So I went to Tokyo first day. And no one came to pick me up. And I don't know the language. And I said, Baba, I am here, but no one is here to pick me up. I don't know what to do. You tell me. And then suddenly one person came with the board. Welcome, Sister Rajni. I say, who are you? You are welcoming me. He doesn't know Japanese or English. He said, come, come, sit in the bus. I sit in the bus. See, what safety is there at the back of the mind? No question, no doubt. Then he said, money. I said, okay, I change and buy the ticket. So I went, So I went to the middle of the city in Tokyo. And there was one, our BK brother. He said, oh, I arrange your welcome services. I said, you did not tell me. But I accept, right? Because he's busy, he cannot come. They have this facility. So, but at the back of the mind, there is no doubt coming, okay? That is the main thing in the Brahmin life. Don't allow any doubt to enter. Whole yoga depends on faith. Okay? Because you are a Brahmin, you have not written any contract letter or form. Did you fill up the form, I am going to be a Brahmin forever? No one? But you will be forever. It's maryada. It's the faith in Baba, trust in Baba, which is keeping alive this flame of love, of belonging, of connection with Baba. And then Baba knows you are my child. Yeah? Even though our mind will play tricks, game, many things will come to take us away from Baba, but go back to your faith. From the first day, this is the faith. This life is based on faith with our eternal Mother, Father. So that is what is the most important, not to allow the doubt. Otherwise, you will be out. You cannot get from Baba anything. Is it clear? Sister Gita has many experiences.
Same thing what Rajani Ben says, that Dadi just put you on the ocean. And I was in London that time, and suddenly Dadi says, go to America. And during that time, not awareness where I am going, just I was in the plane. And then little Maya started to came, and then I started to make a list. I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know that. Then suddenly just the powerful pure thoughts came that who is sending you? And instantly just felt that Baba is sending me. And Dadi had so much faith that she's sending us alone. Because the culture-wise, girls are very protected. And they don't like go alone or they don't stay alone anywhere. Always there is a company. But this is the first time traveling in the journey. And then when I arrived at the airport, and I heard many stories about that, especially first I came to New York, and many different stories about the fear that, oh, it's very fearful there and you have to be very careful. And then internally I says, Baba is sending, so Baba has arranged everything for me, so why I have to worry? And then 1 hour passed, 2 hour passed, nobody came. And so I just look around. I says, what is the fear here? And there was a majority people was working was the African people, African American. And suddenly I just thought, well, they are my native brothers because I born in East Africa. So in Africa, all majorities are African brothers and sisters. I said, why to worry about? And then first time in the life I just had the collect call because we didn't have the money to really talk about anything. But anyway, when I arrived, it was midnight. And then in the morning, Sister Moini, like Didi, she just met. And the first time I met her, suddenly there was a little bond of the spiritual love. So then she gave me the task about to cook because Dadi Gulzar was coming. And because of Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Janki sent me for America. I don't know how to cook. But one thing, Dadi Janki, underlining us, never say no, always say Hanji. So what Moini Didi says then, I say Hanji. And she gave me two mothers who are very expert in cooking. But sometimes what happened that when you come to the center and there is a fear, the food will be tasty, the food will be not tasty. So there is a fear. And I just observed that and I says, okay, let me give the encouragement that we had to make Brahma Bhojan in Baba's loveful remembrance. And everybody can become more like loving and powerful. So nobody knows, I don't know how to cook. And so very nicely the program, everything happened. And then suddenly Dadi Janki called to go to another California. And first thing when I arrived in Los Angeles, and Sister Denise was there, and she says, okay, today many Hindi walas coming, you have to read the Murli. And I didn't know how to read the Murli that time also. And internally I says, Baba, I wish nobody come. And then after 2 hours, she says, no, you have to go to San Francisco. I was so happy and I was telling, thank you, Baba, you are with me. And then when I went to San Francisco, the weather-wise, now the weather is here, it was there also. But people was telling me, oh, it's very beautiful and very California weather is very nice. So in my naive stage, I didn't took any sweater, no shawl, no socks, anything. I just believe literally. And when I went, it was freezing cold. But the Dadi Janki also has underlining that there's a phrase that instead of asking, you have to die. And I says, how I can ask anybody? And somehow it's a very different where I raised in London and where I is America is two different a place. In London, every day 200 brother and sister during that time, and here only one and two whole day, and I'm the people person. So then I internally says, Baba, I did give my life like that. Do something. And somehow there was one mother came and she asked me, I have a sister, one question for you. whoever comes here, why they say that I don't like here, I don't like this. Being a Rajyogi, you surrender your life to God. Why you say I don't like? So I just say, Baba, you are very clever. You give my answer through this mother. Then I internally make determined thought about no matter what. In the culture wise, it says that if you married, you even if you don't like your in-laws, you have to stay there. You cannot just come back to your Laukik home. And I say, if I was married, I will not come back. So why should I go back to London? And two things came in my mind. I says, Baba always says you have to set up good example. I say, if I go back, what the impressions remain to all these sisters? They will also not have a courage to come out for Baba's service. And second thing I was thinking that Baba and Dadi have so much faith. They sent me here. So why I disappoint them? So keeping my flame, connecting with Baba, keeping that determined thought, I just put my heart and soul together and I say that I have to fulfill Baba's and Dadi's hope. So let me just work on that. And so keeping that determined thought about and learning every day, because learn in the English medium, but we speak in our own language, so there is no confidence. And there, everything is in English, so but naturally you have to speak. And Baba's Murli is in Hindi, so sitting in front of Baba and every day just reading Murli to Baba and says, now you can teach me how to really read about. And so slowly everything was kind of like on the line. And I noticed that Dadi has so much faith. And by keeping that determined thought and allowing Baba to work through me, I never actually felt that I'm lonely or I'm alone. Always felt Baba is always guiding me. Baba is always constantly talking to me. And how Baba is really allowing me to, because of that faith, that determination, and also unconditional love for Baba. That makes this flame constant, like going. So many different countries and places also, Baba Saint, and everything is so different. But because we all have same one Baba, one language, that silence. And with that silence language, we communicate also each other. And Baba gave us the beautiful training that you keep your eyes open. So one thing keeps your eyes open in the sense you are aware about what's going around you. And second thing, you are really, Baba, open our third eye, step by step, how you can go within yourself and really find out what you accumulate, what Baba gave you, and that's that faith will bring you to your whatever task you are doing that. And that's why I just feel that how Baba is really making this journey so simple, so easy, just allowing Baba to work through you. And second thing, these last 2 years, I make underline that I don't deserve punishment. And punishment means sorrow. I will not give sorrow to my being. While Baba himself has chosen me, so why I insult Baba or why I disregard Baba? So I always take care of that whatever actions performed, stay on your self-respect. And with that self-respect, you perform your actions. And second thing, I always underline things about that no matter circumstances come, situation comes, people maybe reject you, people maybe not like you, it's okay. But keep your stage unshakable, immovable. So any times, anywhere, any moment, Baba comes and play that his part to for his children. So these two things always keeping. So this flame of the light is constant. And I always feel we are very fortunate. Only this is the last chance in this kalpa to remain happy. Because afterwards, we don't know. We all were Buddha deities. We don't know what sorrow, what happiness. We're playing our natural part. So we have to play now. Om Shanti.
Okay, does anyone have a question they'd like to ask? I've got another one. Because we're talking about keeping the flame lit. You know, we want to have our upward trajectory all the time and, you know, keep getting stronger and lighter. But what happens when we dip or we have a fall or we burn out or something goes really bad? How do we relight the flame again?
I remember, you know, in London, there was a program, Just a Minute. 200 BKs were involved. And Dadi said to them, I was also there, Dadi said, no one should miss Amrit Vela. Even you are under pressure to produce a big production, and everyone should come to Murli. And these 200 Brahmins took the challenge, and because many sanskars were emerging, to produce big production, it was very big production of the program, and the sanskars will emerge, pressure will come, buttons will be pressed, many things will happen. And then at the end, what is your experience, you know? So Dadi told us, so we did. On the last day, so Dadi called everyone to share. So everyone was okay. Because different sanskars emerge, huh? Pressure is there. But one soul cried. She said, I lost my stage. You know, I took sorrow. I felt just one out of 200. But very beautiful point, what Gita Ben is mentioning just now, Sister Mohini said, service is the responsibility of Baba, and your responsibility to take care of your stage. So beautiful, isn't it? You take care of your stage. That's it. Be light. Feel Baba's love. Feel Baba's company. You know, if sometimes I also see, you know, when your mind is going into a lot of work, pressure, so many things to do, you know, then you surrender to Baba. Baba, you are here with me. I give to you. You will do. You will touch. We have seen, no, this flame burning every time Baba is doing actually work. 99%. It is His work of transformation. We are doing very little actually in a practical way. Baba is doing. Whole world to change is His responsibility. My responsibility is take care of my stage. That's all. That's what Shimoini Ben said that time, I remember. No matter what is happening around, keep your mood good. Keep yourself in your self-respect. People will like you, not like you. They will accept you, not accept you. Whatever is outside, but my stage is precious thing for me. And that is the most important, to keep our flame burning. Om Shanti.
What I notice that majority times that fear is ruling us, and the fear of what people is talking about you, what this person, that person's. And what I really experience in my life, that once I hold Baba's hand, I want to reach their destinations on time, not afterwards, not later. Circumstances, situations, they only come in front of me to just say goodbye. And because of our attachment, we say, what I'll do without that? Sometimes we take the false way protections up from there. But then afterwards you realize that was not the right. And then Baba will underline us also that keep one step of courage and Baba help you 1,000 times. And that was always, I really remember that nothing is really kind of wrong. Just take a step. And if something, let's say you work so hard and then there is no good result came, but then also it's a learning lessons that what I learned from that. And when there is a success okay, you have a joy. So in both situations, how you keep your stage stable, because that's most important at this conference age. There should not be fear of anything, because Baba has said already that, child, you will have a roof on your head, you will receive 2 chapatis, and you have a 3 feet of land. So why have to worry for? And that's why don't create or don't allow any fear to come about. People will see all different angles, and they will, whatever they feel, they will speak about. And everybody have a right to share. But what I have to, one time I remember Dadi Gulzar, that one of the sisters, she came in front of Dadi and she was complaining about another sister. So Dadi says, okay, she gave you sorrow, yeah? And she said, yes, Dadi, but I never gave, I was not said anything to her. And so Dadi says, but you took the sorrow, yeah? And she say, yes. He said, why you took? Then it's your fault. So that lessons also we have to learn. Everything comes around us. But what I, the soul, and what Baba is really means allowing me to do. And so that faith, if you will have that, I'm sure nothing can affect you. It comes and it goes, but your state should always be remain unshakable. And we see so many challenges. I think in front of us, not any that 5% challenges came, but when early time, when yajna started, and all these dadis, they passed so many different challenges. So they became so powerful, so like experienced one. By seeing them, we can also can feel, learn something, and we can also move forward. So maintain your stage and allow Baba to work through you. Don't create any fear of anything. So your mind and your body will remain healthy, and Baba can do more good service through you.
That is good, isn't it? But when so much pressure comes, Maya is looking at you. Press the button. So I feel that we also have to know very variety forms of Maya too. What are variety forms of Maya? Come from here, there, up and from down. You have to recognize that at that time.
Many, suddenly.
Suddenly many Murlis, Baba has talked about this. I am right. Whatever I think is right. Ego, stubbornness, Maya, there are jealousy, so many things. Old sanskars emerge at that time. Gyan goes somewhere. Only Maya rules. So I feel, practically what we saw in Dadis, one day I want to see all Dadis, you know, in their room, what do they do? One day I went to Dadi Gulzar's room, 10:30. She is reading Murli, 69. I went to Dadi Chandramani's room. She is reading Gyanamrit magazine, Baba's magazine. Then I went to Dadi Janki's room. She is reading Blessings, some book. I was really thinking, they all are in their room studying. Sometimes your mind can think, oh, I am free, let's go, take coffee, talk, this and that. Not to become ordinary. The time of Sangam Yuga is to earn income every minute. So keep your Murlis with you. Anytime you have 2 minutes, read, reflect, new direction from Baba, new signal from Baba. That protects us. Otherwise, it's true, many, many variety vibrations in the world, billions of people on earth, you know. People are thinking many things. Survival, violence, so many things happening. And we Baba's children, of course Baba is protecting us, but Maya also making sure you are learning Gyan, you are using Gyan. So continue to take the support from Baba's Murli and Yoga. This is the most important.
And Om Baba Shanti. Loves so much double foreigners.
Yeah.
Feel like inside that so fortunate that Baba himself every time giving so much blessings upon blessings to double foreigners. So feel great about yourself and continue to reveal Baba.
Give thanks to brother The one who is conducting the program. What is your name, brother?
Raining.
Brother Damien from Australia. So big thank you to Sister Rajni and Sister Geeta. Mm-hmm. I think we all feel more courageous now, and that we can do so much more in our Brahman life and take on responsibilities and trouble the world. So thanks again. So what we're going to do, have a little song and share some drishti, and then we'll have a little break, and then at 6:30 there's meditation for 1 hour, and then we'll have dinner, and then we're coming back here for 8:30 p.m. for an amazing cultural program. I don't know if I want to give too many surprises away, but let's say there's going to be dancing, singing, and a bit of magic as well. So, yeah, and you'll have the opportunity to be involved as well.